Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Chris Reisner. Today, I'm joined with Matt Veloso.
Hello.
And today, we've got a special guest from AlertLogic, Jonathan Norman. Jonathan, great to have you.
Hello.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself to get started?
So I'm one of the co-founders of AlertLogic. We started the company around 10 years ago, focused on managed security and IDS, compliance, all of those issues for service providers. We've since grown that into the cloud. I took a break from there for a bit, went to Microsoft for a couple years, worked in Windows, went back to my old company to help drive some of their Azure efforts, and I'm here to share that with you guys today.
So you used to work here, so Matt and I can go and you can do this.
Yeah, yeah. All day, right? It has been busy, yeah.
Okay, great. So what are you going to show us today?
So I'm going to show you guys our managed log product for Azure today that helps users with compliance and security monitoring within Azure, which is something that we see users very, very concerned about in Azure. It's one of the first things that comes to mind is, okay, now that we got everything there, wait, we're worried about security. Like, it's not on site, it's not on-prem. They have all these concerns, and we help address them.
That's absolutely valid, and you know that's one of the things we want to reassure all of our users about is that Azure is a secure place, and we've got products to help you feel secure. So let's go ahead and get started. Yeah.
And now our feature presentation.
All right, so we provide really deep and interesting insights into your infrastructure within Azure that people often don't have, right? At the network layer, systems layer. Now, Microsoft does provide, obviously, some layer of access controls and monitoring for you, right? At the OS level and hypervisor level, et cetera. But the application level tends to be the user responsibility, and we help focus and address that. And it's a valid concern, so today we see you guys, of course, have heard about the Target breach and have maybe dealt with it in some way or another, Syrian Electronic Army, et cetera. Users have a very, very valid concern about these attacks and what to do about them. People are spending more and more money every day on security products, yet more and more people are being compromised. So there's not this direct correlation between spend and success. You know, there's some gaps there. And a lot of people have concerns about that.
I think that's completely valid. I mean, I've got at least two credit cards that are brand new, courtesy of the Target hack, so there you go.
Yeah, it's funny. They sent me a letter after that occurred from Target, because I was a victim of that as well. And it was this nice long letter that Target cares about your security, and we advise you to be cautious about who you give your information to. And I was like, I gave it to you, Target. Like, what? It's such a weird thing, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a big concern. Something that we found is that a large number of organizations aren't looking at their logs. So in the Target breach is a good example. Those guys had logs of the attack as it happened. There was data there. If they would have looked at it and acted on it, they could have prevented what occurred. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of data, it's a lot of sift through. And frankly, a lot of people just don't want to stare at logs all day. The volumes are huge. A typical environment will have millions and millions of logs a day. Mm-hmm. So it's not an easy task to manage, and that's sort of where we come in and we help address those issues.
Great.
So, as I mentioned, we like to give users visibility as applications address their security concerns. There's also a compliance aspect of it, too. HIPAA requires log review, PCI requires log review. I think it's requirement 10 that says, you must review your logs every day and have an audit trail of those logs and present those to auditors. And that's something that we can do and we handle for our customers. So once you sign up with us, and I'll show the process in a bit, and you have an audit, we can provide that information to your auditors and handle all the audit logs and audit trails for you on your behalf.
Okay.
If something occurs, we of course notify the user, let them know. And it's this interesting combination of people and software that we like to think that gives us an advantage over others, right? Like, it's one thing to trust your security to a piece of software. It's another to have a security analyst that you know and you can associate and understand your networks and your quirks.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see that a lot of users with Azure are doing a hybrid approach, right? Azure AD, they'll have Office 365, and they'll have some on-premise facilities as well. Yep. And we can address those as well. So we have ways to monitor networks on-prem and in the cloud with Azure and even AWS. So we're all around. We can provide sort of a single view to the customers of everything that's going on.
Great. So they can use AlertLogic, as across. They don't have to have some system that does this and some system that does that. It just works across everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Awesome. Very, very flexible deployment model.
One of the key points you're highlighting is security is a process. It's not just a checklist you go through and say, I'm done with security, I can go home and just, right? And it's a, you have to constantly be monitoring and looking at things and learning because different attack surface, right? And you have to be constantly at that.
Yeah, and right? aware of it, yeah. And software can only do so much. I mean, when Heartbleed comes out, like, how do you address that?
Yeah.
And so on. And having the people, and it actually is, you know, it's one measure of success and just comfort as well, you know? Mm. Having a question, being able to call somebody and consult with them is really nice.
Absolutely. Mm.
So of course we provide really, you know, interesting, flexible, you know, reporting, search capabilities. Something very unique about us is that we parse log messages on the fly as you read them, as opposed to when you transport them. The reason for that is if we make changes to our parsers or changes to our environment, those improvements can be seen across all of your old data as well. So if you have 10 years worth of data, you get the improvements of what changes we make today to, you know, your old logs as well.
Okay, great.
Oh, and then as I mentioned, that, you know, we have on-site people that, you know, we've covered the people part, so I'm not going to cover that anymore. So let me dive in and show you guys how it works and
Let's
the sign-up
that,
process. And all right, so yeah, we'll go ahead and create an account. So this is built into the Azure Store. You see us here. We have two options, the Security and Compliance Edition and the Security Edition. The Security and Compliance Edition includes the people review, the people analysis component of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Security Condition or Edition does not. So it sort of depends on what you would like to buy. To not cause any problems with our back end and have people call me and set up some extra processes that aren't necessary, I'll do the non-people edition for this demo.
And this would be great if you have analysts of your own that can go ahead and review these logs for you.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
All right, this name's available just for kicks. I'm going to add a one to the end. All right, pull up the information, click purchase, should provision it within my account within a few minutes. So after you set it up, it'll take you to our UI and you'll see a page similar to this. One of the first things you need to do is provision your agents on your virtual machines and set mm-hmm. those up. So in order to do that, you'll have an API key assigned to your account. And we have multiple products. We're only discussing Log Manager here, but we have others as well. But this is for the Log Manager product, and see, we go to support, and our it's, there we are. Under downloads. So here under downloads, you can see the agents. We support all the major Linux distributions, every version of Windows that Microsoft supports. Those can be downloaded here. And every time you provision these agents, you will use your unique registration key
right. mm-hmm.
and specify whether the type of role the host is. And what I mean by that is the host a unique host that's sort of unique to your cloud environment? Or is it in an auto-scaling environment, like a web role, where it can scale up many or a few and so on. So the role-based provisioning allows you to sort of install the agent on the appliance image, clone that image, scale it up and down, and not mess up the reporting or skew the data in any way. So I've already spun up a virtual machine. Remember my password here. Is that it?
So just to make that very obvious, like what you're doing now is like you're setting up the agent that's in charge of collecting the logs and shipping them to your service that will be analyzing them and providing all the insight about what's going on, right? And that could be happening on-premises, on Azure, anywhere, right?
It's yes, exactly. Right. So for on-premise deployments, we actually can do what we call a remote collector where the customers can put an appliance on site,
right.
and that appliance will use RPC calls and connect to their Windows host using credentials so they don't have to install agents.
Ah, right.
Or they can do agents if they don't want to do the RPC thing.
Okay.
Like I said, once again, it goes to our belief is to be as flexible as possible so that we can get in all those environments.
Okay.
Right.
And a lot of our Azure users automate this deployment using PowerShell. They'll use WinRM and PowerShell and just dump the installation on the host.
Great.
Which is actually what I will do here just for the sake of time. So this script effectively will connect to our website, download the MSI, set up some basic headers, and basically use web client to download the file, mm-hmm. pass the parameters to MSI, and run the MSI.
So this is a really easy script that you could just run to install it on your virtual machine, just plop in your specific information.
Yes, and we have a series of scripts that we give our customers to help with their automation. A lot of them are now using Puppet, now that Azure has mentioned and made the whole Chef and Puppet announcement. So we have those scripts as well.
Great.
So let's paste this in. All right. Let's see if paste will work for me today.
There we go.
Yeah. Doing our download, installation, and we're done. So just to be sure, check the taskbar to see that the process is running. There it is, AL log agent. So it's running in the background.
Yep.
Doing his thing, setting up, setting up an encrypted connection back to our facility, gathering its policy files, what it should and shouldn't be collecting. It pulls all that information from our central site. So let's go.
And now that configuration you do in, is that something you can do per like per instance, or is that something that's just a policy across AlertLogic?
You can do it per instance. Yeah, you can do it per instance, per role. So you can have a separate policy for your web roles, separate policy for Unique's hosts.
Great.
It's very, very flexible.
And that's all stuff you establish here in the AlertLogic portal, so you don't have to, you know, send that configuration up yourself manually.
Exactly.
Awesome.
It's all managed centrally here.
Great.
So this is our little lab here. So some of the log data here is stuff we've dumped in earlier so that I could, you know, have something useful to show you guys. When you first log in, you'll get your summary page. This is a configurable dashboard that you can use to see trends across your environment, amount of traffic that you're seeing, the various types, the status of your various log sources, whether they're Windows, Linux, et cetera, receive logs, events per second. So you can see the volume and track this accordingly. And all of these items are configurable for various time frames. And periods, et cetera, a whole slew of options here.
Right.
When to dig into the messages, and so I mentioned our messages are parsed on fly, so I'll just hit search here and we'll just see what we have here. So right now, as I'm doing the search, it's finding all the relevant log data for my given parameters. It's parsing every one of those messages using our parsing system and grid on the back end, extracting what we call tokens from those various messages. So various key identifiers we can key off of for our searches and provide contextual information for the search. This allows us to do some interesting things like, say, show us all failed login attempts. And when we say that, since we understand the log message type, it'll show us all failed login attempts across all of our supported log messages. So that could be across Azure, AWS, our on-premise site. All of that would just be one failed login report, as opposed to simply doing something like a regex for failed user login like that.
And now when you search this, it's actually searching all the stored logs in AlertLogic. It's not having to go to each individual instance and saying, hey, give me your logs, right?
This is all stored at AlertLogic. And we have separate retention policies per customers. Some compliance mandates require 10 to 20 years of retention or something crazy.
That's a lot.
Like that. So we handle all of that for the customers and store that and handle the redundancy, secure storage of the information, ensure the integrity, et cetera.
Okay.
So here you can see, and good, actually, so these are Windows Azure diagnostic logs. And as you highlight the tokens, you can see the various aspects of the log messages that are there. This is helpful when doing your own filtering and searches.
Right.
So let's limit mine to, so this is WAD performance counter. Yeah, so let's limit our search to WAD performance counter. With where the user that's logged in is NT authority system, right? And so we can drill down here, it'll rerun those parsers and show that.
Right.
And we use this parsing and select system to actually build our reports. So we have a series of save views built into the product that were helped or we were helped with by an accounting firm for compliance. So we have built in, actually I'll show you. Available save views, loading. And this list changes because it's built internally and then it can be shared among our customers. So certain customers will make reports and share it with us and we'll share it with the entire customer base. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a community and we collaborate. So we have built-in HIPAA reporting, PCI reporting, you know, all of those. We have SOX in here somewhere, and file integrity monitoring. And like I said, since we understand those log messages and can extract those tokens, you don't have to really build these per se. As long as we understand the log message format, we can extract those across all of your environments. You'll just log in, you'll get the reports, and you're good to go.
Great.
Another cool feature, I mentioned the log message types. We can also do correlation across these log messages. So we could say, let's do a new correlation policy. You know, it's actually, I don't think I have any in my environment at the moment, but let's say that's happening, you know, from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. That's kind of concerning. Like, who's changing their passwords from 9 till 10 in the morning? And if that occurs, it can send me a customized alert and route that to a specific group within my organization, which is really nice. So you can have sort of customized alerting based on obscure and sort of weird things going on in your environment as well.
That's super interesting because often detecting security breaches is not about one single thing, but a combination of things that when they happen together,
exactly,
that's likely there's a problem there.
It's all about context, right? And providing that context and awareness of what's going on in your environment as a whole and understanding the environment. Another interesting aspect, and we're not necessarily covering the other products, but we have an IDS and web application firewall product as well. You can write correlation policies for this and across all those other platforms as well to see what's going on, and or have your analysts do that for you, which is also kind of nice. We also do collection from syslog. And flat files. So if you have, you know, a Unix environment, of course, you'll likely be using syslog.
Right.
Or if you have a custom application that's writing the flat files, you can configure flat file collection policies to collect those as well. Incorporate that into our system. We'll parse it. And we'll have all the data there scheduled and ready for you to go.
So you can still even parse my custom logging format and stuff like that and create tokens based off that. So I can, you know, if I'm doing my own custom logging, all we have to do is configure it in your system and it's good to go.
Configure it and let us know. Say, hey, look, you know, this is my custom logging format. Here are the fields that I want parsed. Mm-hmm. Submit the request to us. It takes about 3 or 4 days typically to write the parser.
Sure.
And then we'll have the parser. But once again, since we parse on the fly, even though you start transporting, let's say, 2 weeks ago, once we write the parser, it'll apply to all that old data as well.
Right.
Because we do everything on the fly.
Very cool.
So if I have my web service or my website on Azure, I don't know anything about security. I don't want to get bothered about it. I want you guys to actually receive the logs and let me know if something odd is happening there. How does it, like, so do I need your guys to actually look at the logs or is it automated? What's the latency?
It's about as automated as one could imagine it. So when you sign up in UI, I didn't show this part because we didn't do the people aspect of the sign-up process. But we ask for some contact information. And after you sign up, we'll contact you, ask you some very basic questions about your environment, and what sort of escalation policy do you want, right? Our government customers are very, very, they want to be notified about everything, right? Mm-hmm. Port scans, you know, minor, small infractions. Our business customers tend to be like, if someone's really kicking in the door hard, then call me. Otherwise, don't, right? So we set up those preferences with you, and then after that, we review it and monitor it on a continual basis. They'll occasionally, probably every month or two, send you an email asking for a review of our performance. You know, are we doing what you've expected? Are you happy with us? And it's a pretty hands-off approach. It's worked very well for us because the type of customers that are going to the cloud tend to say, I want to focus on my core competency, like my application and my code and my software, et cetera. I don't want to worry about the OS and all that, right? It's a big driver behind the cloud.
Sure.
And so we sort of pick up where Microsoft leaves off, right? So like I said, they cover sort of the raw OS part, but at the application level, we pick up the security for that aspect. So yeah, very turnkey.
Very cool.
That's great, especially for those people, you know, possibly like some of the people presenting here, sitting here at the table, who don't really have this great concept of what the security should be or how to set it up. Like, that's really awesome.
Yeah. So, and last but not least, we have more reports. So there are the saved views, but we also have a loading. There we are. A reporting system as well with high-level threat reports, executive-level reports, full reports on logging, when you aren't getting logs, all of those as well. So.
Great.
A lot of reporting capabilities.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And where can people go to kind of learn more and, you know, kind of go through tutorials or receive more information?
Yeah, so you can go to our website at alertlogic.com. We have all of our information there for our services. You can schedule a demo right on the website or reach out to us. And yeah, it's all there.
Great. Well, this is, you know, really powerful application logging and even auditing and, you know, security for those of us who don't really know, and for everyone that, you know, has a serious application. This is really great stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. I think people are going to like what they saw. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at the Cog Cover Show. Jonathan, do you have a Twitter handle you want to tell people about? They have questions if they want to.
At AlertLogic.
At AlertLogic. All right. There you go. Yeah. So check it out. We'll make sure we have links to all the stuff you saw today underneath the video, and tune in next time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.